You're listening to Hello Podcaster, a podcast that inspires the creative soul to make a meaningful connections with the audience and express their voice by your host, Pierre, an entrepreneur and a podcast lover. In this episode, Pierre sit down with podcasters around the world to talk about their podcast journey, what they learn, and how did they make an impact on their audience.
When it comes to streetwear podcasts, a lot of what's out there is like very, I guess, hype beast culture, you know, sneaker drops or talking about, I don't know, the latest Supreme collab. Like, it's also very male dominated too. So there are a lot of, you know, streetwear podcasts with male hosts, and really couldn't find many with, you know, with women. And so I think that was another way we differentiated ourselves, because we're talking about streetwear. We're both, you know, two girls in college. We're not even like hypebeasts. We're not insanely into streetwear, but we're really interested in this cultural infiltration of fashion, which manifests itself in streetwear in different countries. And so I think that from the get-go, we were lucky in that we had a pretty unique idea.
Last week episode, I sit down with Sophia Yepes, a Colombian-American student at Boston College. She currently studies international relations and philosophy. She's also a co-host of My Brother's Friend, together with her friends Nisha, the Breakdown Global Streetwear Community, and discuss fashion, politics, and different cultures. In this episode, we discuss about Sophia's passions for politics, streetwear, and different cultures. We also touch on how to overcome fear of putting yourself out there, find your podcast niche, and how to touch on sensitive topics during a podcast interview. It's a great episode, so let's get into it. Sophia, thank you so much for becoming my first episode guest. Do you mind sharing with us what exactly is a streetwear podcast?
Yeah, so the podcast is essentially about streetwear communities from around the world. So we're kind of looking at different countries, different cities, and interviewing people that are either own a brand or are fashion stylists or somehow, you know, are in the world of streetwear. And we just essentially ask them how their culture infiltrates their streetwear or their fashion in general. And we don't only talk about streetwear. We also talk about, you know, the politics of where they're from. We talk about what's going on in their city and the art scene in general, not just with streetwear, but also with music. So it's not just about streetwear. I think it's about, you know, the cities themselves and the culture in which the city is in.
That's really great, like interesting. I've actually checked your guys' podcast and I've just checked out like your Instagrams, and it looks really cool, really high fashion.
I mean, oh, like, thank you.
It's really nice. So you guys, if you listen to this, please make sure you check out their Instagrams, which I will link later on our bio. So just back a little bit before you're starting your podcast, do you mind like introduce yourself, like who is Sophia and what is your passion it and why you decided to start podcasts?
So I'm a student in university still. I feel like I'm not a real person yet, but I lived outside of the U.S. for a long time. I'm currently in Boston, but I hadn't lived in the U.S. for a long time before I came to college here. So I think that really has inspired me to kind of continue to think outside of just where I'm living. And that's kind of why I wanted to start this podcast. I have this podcast with my friend Nisha, and we both started this together in quarantine in like May. We were both talking about streetwear. We both really like streetwear, and also we both went abroad last semester. And so we were both talking about it and how different people in different cities just have a completely different style, a completely different way of dressing, and a way of carrying themselves, and like what's acceptable, what's not acceptable to wear. And so then we were talking about how it would be really interesting to actually just talk to people from different cities about streetwear. And so that's when we decided to start the podcast. And it was really for fun. It still is for fun. I mean, we love making these connections with people. And our first episode was, you know, with Loiso, who's from South Africa, and he was just amazing. And that kind of just set us up for a good time, I guess. I don't know. Like, we've loved each and every one of our guests, and we've really connected with all of them, which is another added benefit of having a podcast, is you just kind of like grow this circle of people from all over the world. And yeah, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So when you're starting your podcast with your friends, Nisha, what is the challenging things about, you know, working on a podcast, and especially when you have a co-host? So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more work than I think we both initially thought it was going to be. I mean, obviously you put in whatever you want to put into it, especially because like we were doing this just for ourselves, like not for anything else. So I think, you know, when we decided to have an Instagram for the podcast, and, you know, even just coming up with a name for the podcast took forever. And like recording that little like trailer episode also took us like, it took us literally like 35 recordings for us to get like an intro episode that we liked. And then getting content for the Instagram page, you know, how we were going to present ourselves on the Instagram, you know, the cover art for your podcast, like all of that beginning stuff before you even release an episode took a lot of work, actually, like looking back. And then after actually putting out an episode, it was just a lot. It's, you know, editing a podcast episode does take a while, especially if you want it to just like, you know, be as good as it can be. You put a lot of time into it. So that definitely took a while. And then reach out, finding guests, like it just takes up time, more time than you think it would, because a podcast just sounds like, oh, you just like interview someone and then you edit it and then you post it. But it's, if you want it to be something more than that, I think you have to put in a lot more work than you think you do. But having a co-host makes it so much easier, because you have someone to divide that work up with, and you have someone to like talk your ideas out with. Like, our initial podcast name was just not good, and we had each other to like talk out potential names, and it's good to like divide up the work. And, you know, she's doing one thing, I'll edit the episode this week, she'll do it next week, and I'll focus on the Instagram this week, and she'll do, you know, stuff like that. So I think having a co-host really, really helped.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you mentioned about like how long it takes you to like kind of prepare for everything and start your own podcast, it just remind me of like, you know, like you have your firstborn baby and everyone just like so excited, and then you kind of like, oh, what's the name of the baby, and then you argue with your partner.
Yeah, that's true. We actually surprisingly haven't really gotten into any arguments or like huge disagreements about the podcast, which is great. I mean, we get along really, really well, so I wouldn't expect that to happen, but I feel like we're on the same page for a lot of things, which is really lucky. So
how long does it really take you to come up with like your podcast concept and find your niche?
I think we're lucky in that the idea for our podcast kind of came with a conversation that we had early on. So we, you know, kind of talked, we were just talking through, you know, streetwear in different cities and what it looks like one day. And then that, from there, we just, you know, we're like, oh, that would actually be a really cool podcast idea. So I think we were kind of able to differentiate ourselves from the start, because when it comes to streetwear podcasts, a lot of what's out there is like very, I guess, hype beast culture, you know, sneaker drops, or talking about, I don't know, the latest Supreme collab. Like, it's also very male dominated too. So there are a lot of, you know, streetwear podcasts with male hosts, and really couldn't find many with, you know, with women. And so I think that was another way we differentiated ourselves, because we're talking about streetwear. We're both, you know, two girls in college. We're not even like hype beasts. We're not insanely, insanely into streetwear, but we're really interested in this cultural infiltration of fashion, which manifests itself in streetwear in different countries. And so I think that from the get-go, we were lucky in that we had a pretty unique idea going into it. I think being a podcast, there's so many podcasts out there. It's ridiculous. Like everyone and their mother has a podcast now. So it is hard to differentiate yourself and really come up with something new. And I think also we don't want, our podcast is about interviewing people. And, you know, like, I don't think Anisha and I would ever want a podcast with just the two of us talking for 40 minutes and then putting it out there. Like, I think you also have to really find people that are interesting and are going to be willing to talk about, you know, not just surface level fashion, but also politics and culture and sometimes uncomfortable topics. And so I think when you find those people as well, you know, they are a huge part of why our podcast is, I think, unique and different. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. So before this, I remember when we speak together and you were mentioned that before you start your podcast, you have to be really good at reaching out to different peoples and talking to and connecting to different peoples. So for anyone who listening who were planning to start a podcast, maybe focusing on interviews, do you have any tips or tricks for them in terms of how they can reach out to interesting guests and interesting people?
Yeah, so I think it's hard because, you know, we've obviously like reached out to a ton of people and a lot of them just haven't responded, which makes sense because some of the people we reach out to have like, I don't know, tens of thousands of followers. And so it's kind of a shot in the dark. But I think what you have to do is reach out to people that don't have a massive following, like, you know, be realistic in who you think is going to answer. And I also don't think you should settle for anyone. Like that being said, I think you should really, you shouldn't waste an entire episode on someone that you don't really want to have on your podcast, because then you're going to put something out there that you don't totally love. I think it's better to release an episode that's, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks late with an amazing guest, as opposed to weekly episodes with mediocre interviews or just an interview with someone that doesn't really pertain to what your podcast is about. So I think you need to be realistic with who you reach out to, but you also need to, you know, you shouldn't like settle for someone that you don't really want to have on the podcast just because they responded to you. I also think that you just have to be really persistent. If you really, really, really want someone, try to find a connection that, you know, someone who may know that person, or like as annoying as it sounds, like you can just try and DM them like a ton. And, you know, sometimes you'll get lucky. Find their email, like really do some research if you really, really want this person. And don't give up and just keep reaching out to like a ton of different people. And like you'll for sure get a response. You just have to keep going. Honestly, it sounds kind of sad, but some people just really don't check their DMs, or they also, I don't know what it is, but yeah, you just have to be persistent and don't let it bring you down when someone doesn't respond.
That's really great advice. So for people who plan to start their own podcast but feel a little bit scared that someone might judge them, do you have any advice for them?
I was definitely like really terrified because I've never done anything like this, any kind of creative outlet. I remember that anxiety before we were going to publish our first episode, and it was just, I was like terrified, but also at the same time, I didn't really care because, you know, the point of our podcast at least wasn't to go viral or anything or to get a ton of listens or downloads. It was just to, I don't know, to do it for ourselves and to meet really interesting people. And so I think that was in the back of my head, even though I was really nervous about what people would think. And I also thought that our idea was really cool. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Like if people don't like it, they don't like it. But, but then we dropped the episode and a ton of people reached out to me and just, both me and Nisha. And we're just like, yeah, this is really cool. I love the episode. And our friends are super supportive, like so, so supportive. We're so lucky. And we have really, really, a really great friend group. And group of people at BC. So they also, you know, listen to every episode, like promote it on their own Instagrams. Like my high school friends do the same. So it's really, I don't know, you just really get over that hump, because at the end of the day, you're interviewing people. We're interviewing people. So we're asking questions and we're talking here and there, but it's not like I'm making a podcast about myself and Nisha, you know? So I think you just have to get over it. Like, no one cares in the long run. Really, no one cares.
That's really good advice. So I think before I start this podcast, I also have a little bit of, I guess, doubt in myself that I don't really have, you know, a good like radio host voice. So when I listen to your podcast, I noticed right away, like, your voice is so like soothing and it's really suitable for this podcast. So for people who has a really high pitch voice like me, and maybe their voice, I don't know, maybe sound like, I don't know, Mickey Mouse or some different. So do you have any advice for them in terms of how, if they were, you know, ever planned to have their first podcast episode?
First of all, you have a perfect voice for a podcast. You're really, you're totally fine. I think, I really don't think that there's anything that you can do about that. I really think that, like, it just comes down to your voice, and you have a perfectly fine voice. But even if someone had like a really high pitched voice, I think that, I don't know. I think you just have to just, you know, whatever. If people don't enjoy listening to your voice, and they just won't listen to the podcast. But that's also stupid, because if you're putting out really good content and really interesting content that people are going to like, they're going to listen to it regardless of your voice. So I don't think it matters that much. I do think that what's more annoying than, you know, a bad voice, which I really don't think is that big of a deal, is the way that people speak. I think it's hard to edit episodes with people that say like a lot, or that say or, I mean, okay, that sounds kind of rude, actually, what I'm saying. But, and I'm sure I'm doing that too. I'm sure I'm saying like a lot, and I'm not the most eloquent speaker either. So I really shouldn't be talking. But I think that if you're, especially you being the interviewee, make sure that, and I don't do this in my podcast either. You can also just edit yourself and take out saying like and whatever. But just, you know, make sure that you try to sound as eloquent as you can, because I think that makes it a lot easier to listen to, as opposed to the sound of your voice, which is like not that big of a deal. So I think sounding eloquent and sounding put together with what you're saying is more important, which I'm not doing right now, I'm sure. But you can edit me and I can sound better.
That's really, really honest and really great advice. When you're doing all the podcast episode, like so far, which episode is your favorite episode? And I know you mentioned that you love every one of your guests, but who is your favorite guest?
Oh, that's so hard, because I really do love all of our episodes and I love all of our guests. I would say Loiso was a great first guest. He was amazing, and you never know what your guest is going to be like until you actually like record the episode, so you never have any idea what to expect. But he was incredible and just so lively and really fun to talk to, just a really, really fun guest to have. He also just set us up for like a good podcast, I think, just because he was so incredible that, I don't know, it was just really motivating after that to go on from there, after having such a good guest. I also think, though, that Mira, who is from Gaza, she was our 7th episode, I think. She was also incredible. And I think, yeah, just a really, really so intelligent. You know, she has her own fashion brand called Mira Adnan. And, you know, we talked about her brand and how it started and what her goal is with the brand, but we also talked a lot about the politics of Palestine and how her day-to-day life is, what she struggles with, and how her brand is kind of like, how her brand is trying to bring together Palestinian art and the struggles of Palestinian women. And I think that her being so open about everything was so admirable, and it, she was just incredible. I loved her. I honestly could have talked to her for hours and hours. She was so great. But then also our latest episode was with Joe, who's from Beirut, who also has a streetwear brand. And he was also amazing. Like, he talked a lot about the politics of Lebanon. He talked a lot about his brand and what it stands for. So I think, honestly, a tie between Luis, Omira, and Joe. I feel like the best episodes for me have been the ones that aren't just focused on fashion and streetwear, but also talk a lot about politics and, you know, like social issues, social justice, and also streetwear and how they kind of combine. I think those are the most interesting ones. So, yeah.
When you talk about politics, it might be a bit sensitive for some people. How do you set a clear expectation and make sure your guests feel comfortable?
Any guests that we have, we send them a list of questions before. And we always put something, depending on who the guest is, you know, we might put a question about the state of the city that they live in or something about the politics. And then we say, you know, if you're not comfortable answering any of these questions, like, please let us know and we just won't answer them. No worries. Or we won't ask them. And so I think that's important to do because you're kind of, you're not throwing a curveball in the middle of an interview asking something that could be sensitive to them. So I think it's really respect to send them a list of questions before and make sure that they are okay. Or if not sending them questions, saying that, you know, hey, are you okay with us asking about X, Y, and Z? And if they say yes, then they say yes. And if they say no, then you don't touch on it.
Coming from different cultures, it's really hard to know like which topic is, you know, sensitive for us and like could be turned into insensitive for some of the cultures and people.
Yeah.
That's really good. So last question so far. So overall, your podcast experience has been really positive, but what would be your ultimate podcast dream?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I would love to... There are some like dream guests that I have that are just kind of, you know, ridiculous because we're a very small podcast. But I think it would be really cool to interview, I don't know, someone like Virgil Abloh or Nigo or Hiroshi Fujiwara or just someone, Beth Gibbs, you know, someone who's just really up there in streetwear. Aleli May, like just especially a woman, that would be really, really cool. I would love to have a woman who's just kind of a really big in streetwear. I think that's like a dream. I also would love to have more listeners as well and more followers on our Instagram page because that just makes it more likely for us to get a guest is, you know, having a little bit more recognition. So I think, yeah, growing our listeners, I guess, would be really great. But more than that, I would just love to interview.
And that is it for today's episode. A big thanks for Sophia to share her amazing podcast journey with us. Make sure to check out my brother's friend podcast and follow their Instagram. For more information about podcast technique, check out our Instagram at hellopodcaster. I'm Pierre, and I'll see you next time. Take care.